Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver. Good morning, good morning. It's January the 25th, 2023. God bless you. And may he keep blessing you. Today's word of encouragement, no longer captive. Thank you, Jesus. Coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 15, from the New King James Version, it reads, "You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." Romans 8:15, New King James Version. When a slave is released from captivity, it is often hard for them to know what to do with their freedom. In fact, many slaves in biblical times would choose to remain servants, bond servants, to their masters, not knowing how to belong elsewhere. We probably don't relate to slavery the way the Israelites did, but we can understand feeling powerless over sin, emotions, or even in relationships. When Jesus defeated death on the cross, he introduced a way for us to be free from our former lives of captivity to sin and death. We no longer have to fear that old life. We have a new life that is living by the Spirit. We are children of God. When we truly understand our freedom, we can begin to let go of the areas of our lives that hold us back. I'm Sister Faye. These are words of encouragement. I have another word of encouragement for you on Friday. Keep walking in the faith. God bless you. And I'm going to pray. Abba, Father, thank you for freeing me from the power of sin and darkness. Thank you. I now belong to your family, and I can live protected in your love. Help me to recognize the areas in my life that keep me from living in this freedom, and give me the strength to let go and let God do his will. I pray that you're walking in the faith, and anything that's holding you down, no longer be a captive. Be free. Don't be in bondage in your sin or emotions, or you let things keep you from doing what you need to move forward. God will move those obstacles out of the way. Again, I'm Sister Faye. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Have a blessed day and continue to walk in God's faith. Amen and amen.